gone wrong there, yeah. Put your phone on so I can see the time, please. Okay, councillors, moving right along to the ordinary council meeting of the 29th of October 2025 for the Shire of Shark Bay. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 1:11. Item two, I'd like to acknowledge the Mulgina people as the traditional custodians of the land and sea in and around the Shire of Shark Bay, and I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Okay. Item 3.0, record of attendances and apologies. I'd like to make note that Executive Assistant Mrs. Rhonda Metam, is actually an apology, not an attendee, and that will be shown in the minutes. Item 4, response to previous questions on notice. We do not have any, just moving right along. Public question time. I open public question time at 1:11. Any questions from the public? None forthcoming. I close public question time at 1:11. And 30 seconds. Okay, we have no applications for leave of absence, no petitions. Confirmations of the minutes. I call for confirmations of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of August 2025. I call for a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Fenny, seconder Councillor Cowell. Councillor Fenny?
I'm happy to accept the recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Cowell? All in favour? Carried 7-0. Okay, now we have announcements by the Chair. We have our rates incentive prize draw. Are we ready to do this?
Through the Chair, we have our Manager of Finance here to undertake the draw. Hopefully all things go well. Jane.
Okay, so do we need to say what's happening, or do you want to run the process, or do you want me to run the process, or are you going first? Or?
Jane's going to.
Yeah, will she speak? So it's recorded. Rhonda did win it last year. You've got to pay your rates first. Yeah, so you can get in the draw.
Plus, it saves the embarrassment that if you do get called out and you haven't paid anymore,
then you'll No, you can't get pulled out if you haven't paid because you don't get in the draw. It's got to be paid in full as well. It's not even in, I don't think it's even in instalments, I don't think. You've got to be fully paid up. To pay your rates. That's a good idea. did it again. The winner of the first prize of the rates incentive prize for 25-26 rating year is Kathleen Gibbs of 2 Dirk Place Denham for $500. Congratulations, Kathleen. Number two for $200. Is 85, I think that might be the Kelly, is that? Or is it the bakery?
Was that an accidental step?
Frank McNair. Oh, Frank McNair. Well, he just popped up. But she pressed it too quick.
Sorry.
Can we go back?
We can't go back.
Okay. So the winner of the second prize is Frank Matera.
Of I can't remember.
Denham Shark Bay. Okay. Third prize of $100 is, if you would mind pressing the button again, please, Liz. Is if you would mind pressing the button, please, Liz.
That's
another company. Yeah. Is Christiane Kyle of 16 Fry Court Denham for $100. Congratulations, all winners. The Shire staff will be in touch. Okay. Now, councillors, before we move on, I would just like to, on behalf of councillors, request that the CEO organise a gift basket or flowers for Rhonda, who, after 37 years of service, is now facing a few difficult times, and she is seeking treatment as we speak. So I will ask the CEO to instruct his staff to pass on the wishes of the council, the councillors, the employees and the community with that gift basket. Thank you very much.
Did you say food?
No, I said gift basket. No, probably not food, but flowers, appropriate gifts, hopefully. Yep. Well, then maybe this time. Okay. Item 10.1 of Ordinary Council meeting dates for 2026. I'm calling for a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Fenny. Seconder Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Fenny.
I'm happy to accept the recommendation, providing that no other councillors have any objection to the dates proposed.
Councillor Ridgely.
I'm happy to accept the recommendation.
Councillors? Councillor Smith?
I'd just like to put to the council that we spoke last year about relocating a session to Useless Loop. Is that still achievable, or I know we've tried many times and it has not come about, so just wondering whether or not it's still achievable.
We have done.
I'll ask the CEO to respond to that, please.
Through the chair, Councillor Smith. Look, I think what I can do is take that away, make contact with Shark Bay Resources and see whether or not they're interested in hosting. If they are, I can bring it back to council to amend the particular meeting that it, we might be able to put it in place for. So are we probably a couple of years, 2 or 3 years ago now, we looked like we were going to get there. They had arranged they had a venue over there. We were working through the logistical challenges of getting everyone over there, and then they withdrew late in the piece. So I would suggest that I make some inquiries first to see whether or not they are interested in hosting council.
Councillor Cowell. I'll put your microphone on. Red light.
It's quite a few years ago. We managed to go over there a couple of times and have actual council meeting over there in their, in their facilities over there. And it was quite good. I mean, we had to go by boat. We went into that way.
So are we happy for the CEO to make contact with Shark Bay Resources and try and...
Well, personally, I think it's worth it. It's worth a go because, I mean...
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Do we need to make an amendment to the motion? We'll just pass the motion and...
Through the Chair, I'd recommend we just pass the motion as is, and if I get a positive response, I can then bring it back to Council.
Okay. Any other councillors? Okay. I put the motion that we accept the dates as written in the item. All in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 11.1, Schedule of Accounts Received for August 2025. Ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Fenny. Seconded Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Fenny.
Yeah, I just had a query relating to KESA. Where does it go? Relating to the final payment of the... to Brad Atchison for the completion of the child care unit. Just wanted an update from the CEO or executive manager. Have we accepted that that's finished and running? And any comment?
I'll ask for item number, please, Councillor Finney.
I had it before and now I can't find it.
An EFT number.
Maybe it may be on the next one. Oh, it's on the next item. Apologies.
Okay, that's on the next item. So, Councillor Ridgely, did you have, as seconder of the motion, would you like to speak?
Yep. Page 19, EFT 33998. The Mulgun Aboriginal Corporation. I'm just surprised at the $800 charge for Welcome to Country. I'm just wondering why, after all these years, now we're getting charged.
Through the Chair, moving forward, any requests for Welcome to Country, we've been advised, need to be filtered through Mulgunna. And that there will be the Mulgunna Aboriginal Corporation, and that there will be a cost associated with that. But what I might do is get Exec Managed Community Development, Michelle, who's a little bit closer to this, to just talk to it.
Sorry, through the Chair. This particular Welcome to Country was included under grant funding for an art exhibition. So as part of the funding, it was included that a Welcome to Country was paid for. And it was an insistence of the grant guidelines.
Okay, so does this mean that every time we're Welcome to Country, we have to pay?
So we would determine whether or not a Welcome to Country was appropriate or an acknowledgement of country, and then we would do that by negotiation with the MAC, whether or not it could be included as an in-kind contribution or if we had the budget to pay for it.
Okay, I've got one more.
Councillor Ridgely again?
I've got another one.
Yes.
I'm just inquiring about the on page 21, EFT 34025.
No, I'll come to you a second.
The rubbish truck. The rubbish truck, we lease that, rent it, so are we in a position where we have to do all the maintenance on the truck also?
Through the Chair, Councillor Ridgely, we own the truck now.
Oh, right.
So we of the 30th of June, our leasing arrangement finished, and we had a capital budget to procure a waste truck to provide those services in-house. So, yes, from this point forward, Also built into that capital budget, in addition to the purchase of the truck, was an upgrade of the computer system in the truck. That required the truck to go to and from, be transported to and from Perth to have that upgrade. So purchase of the truck, installation of the new system and the transport there and back were all came in under the allocated capital budget for, which I think was 100k for a truck.
All right. No, good, thanks.
Councillor Cowell.
Oh, I was just going back to the documentary versus acknowledgement of country. Is that country?
Welcome to country versus acknowledgement and the different costs and how that worked out. Like, what's the scale like?
Councillor Cowell, are we asking a question of the CEO of...
Well, I would like to ask Councillor Bellotti if he has any comment on it or how it works. Any idea?
Not really. It's just when people... I don't know whether that one was for the Arctic Richard, was it?
Yes.
When they decide to ask for one for the public, they're more than average public, that they go to the Northern Aboriginal Corporation and they come up with one of the elements.
Through the chair, Councillor Cowell, essentially we will, as an administration, will assess it on a case-by-case basis or on a function-by-function basis, assess whether or not there is the ability within the funding to pay for a welcome to country. If not, it's more likely to be an acknowledgement to country if it's cost prohibitive for us to do a welcome. So the inquiry will always be made on the basis of whether or not the funding dictates it, or if it doesn't dictate it, the funding might still allow a welcome to country to fit within the funding budget, or if it's not, then we in that instance are more likely to just do a acknowledgement to country, which obviously comes at no cost.
So the administration fee in this instance is not a given, it depends on
it was
the
one
circumstances.
Off, and yeah. It will change every time, whether it becomes a welcome to country, which is asked for by the council and through the Melbourne Aboriginal Corporation, or a acknowledgement of country as we do for our meetings now, will suffice. Other councillors, would anybody else have a question with regards to the finances? Because I have a few, if anybody... No? Okay. I'd like to ask the CEO with regards to Water Corporation for the independent living units, $6,871.16 on page 14, item DD18485.1. We have previously discussed the supplementation of the living units on the water, and I would just like an update on the process and where we're up to with that, please.
Through the chair, so at the moment I have a request in with our contact with the Water Corporation in Geraldton, and they're still looking into it. I haven't heard back from them yet, so that I will follow up with him on anything we might be able to do in that space.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Smith.
Just on that, for Councillor Johns, obviously new to the council, some of these questions that have a little bit of or a lot of back history might be advantageous for Councillor Johns to be able to understand the items better.
Appreciate it, Councillor Smith. Councillor Johns, my question goes back to our independent living units, which is we commonly call the pensioner units. Has a charge that seems to pop up every 2 months of around about $6,800. When you extrapolate it out over a 10-year period, it means that the Shire ratepayers are subsidising. Not only are we putting a roof over the head of the pensioner units at a greatly reduced price, but over a 10-year period, we're probably subsidising to about $800,000 worth of water and usage. And since this has come to light, we have made suggestions that we look into recouping some of those costs, because now, instead of just having 13 units, we have 25 units, and the costs have doubled. And quite frankly, I think the council thinks it's probably appropriate that that there is some sort of contribution from the tenants towards that. So we're working on a model there. Okay, councillors.
Through the chair, Councillor Johns. So what I've done is lodged a query with the Water Corp on whether or not, given that it is social housing, whether or not there's a concession that we could receive and apply to these charges.
We do have the most expensive water in the state.
We do. With regards to town hall water usage service charge, $617. It's the first time I've seen this broken down, Mr. CEO, for the town hall. Is that purely with relation to the public toilets up there, or is it relating to usage within the town hall kitchen?
Through the chair, I don't have an answer to that. I might just refer to the manager of finance. Jane, are you familiar with anything that might have happened there?
The public toilet block. So is that
so just water usage from that? Not a leak that we're aware of.
It's been investigated.
Is that the showers that have been, is this the toilet block that that's been vandalised and we were looking at putting some security?
Okay. Yeah.
Through the chair, that water usage would be a combination of both the toilets, showers, and also the reticulation that's around that shower hole as well. As we said, some of that has been investigated. We do have some leaks down there recently, and yes, you are correct. It is the toilet blocks that has been recently vandalised.
Through the chair, yes. So look, I think the works manager is correct. It's we have had an increased usage of that. That toilet block, particularly the showers, from our visiting backpackers that utilise that facility. It's been fairly heavily used in recent times.
Correct. And so with the urgency towards putting the security doors on, has there been progress with regards to that?
Through the chair, yes. We've received, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've received some quotes and we are pursuing ordering of those doors to essentially lock those toilets.
Item DD18500.2, Water Corporation, Fish Cleaning Facilities, Water Usage, $1,821.54. With regards to this, I've never seen this itemised previously again, so it's good to see that itemised and to understand that that's what it's costing the Shire ratepayers to take care of that. Is there any potential to have a contribution from Recfish or somebody with regards to providing subsidisation?
Through the chair, that's not a conversation we have had with Recfish West. Jane, have we only just started splitting these up like this? Okay.
Good to see.
We have recently had confirmation of a grant to refurbish both of those fish cleaning stations, but no, that conversation hasn't been had regarding any sort of contribution to water.
Okay. I'd like to suggest that we keep an eye on that, because it's I don't know what the answer is. It's a facility that we provide, and it's good to know that it's actually been broken down. Cost structure has been broken down.
Through the chair, it might be that once we've undertaken the refurbishment, where it might be a more, with new taps and new plumbing, it might be more efficient water usage down there anyway.
Okay. Right. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Ridgely?
In regard to the fish cleaning and the water, obviously many other councils are able to recoup costs through parking at boat ramps and boat ramp fees and this sort of stuff. As we are unable to because we don't own the boat ramp, we probably need to look at another way of trying to get some cost back. Now, I've just done overseas, and they charge for every conceivable thing everywhere you go, and people are happy to pay it. So as we've alluded to before, our rates and our amount of tourists, you know, we have the overload in
infrastructure.
We need to we cater for, you know, what, 600 residents, but in fact we've got 6,000 residents.
Correct.
So I think we seriously need to look at how we can't keep shelling out all these fees and charges, because we will not have the funds to do it, because we haven't got the fees and charges. So we need to look at a way to actually recoup. Now, many towns now are doing tourist tax, bed tax, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, it will have to happen, because we just look at Europe, same big problem. They can't afford it, so we need to.
Councillor Ridgely, with regards to what you're saying, the first step is quantifying what these costs are, and this, I think, is a step forward. And so now that we've got an understanding of that, if we monitor it, then we can maybe we can come up with a solution, remembering that the fish table cleaning tables do concentrate the potential mess and waste that would be maybe spread all over town. So, but absolutely, I recognise your point, and I think it's something that we need to keep an eye on. Councillor Ridgely.
Let's not monitor too long, because if we monitor too long, monitoring can be death. So, we've got to look at it soon, I feel.
Councillor Fenny, as mover of the motion, would you like to respond? Okie dokie. So, are we all in favour of accepting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Councillor Ridgely, did I? 7-0. Thank you. Carried 7-0. Okay, moving on to 11.2, schedule of accounts paid for September 25 to be received. Call for a mover and a seconder, please. Moved Councillor Fenny, seconded Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Fenny.
Yeah, I'll try again. Page 33, EFT 34087, relating to the daycare veranda. Just an update on the completion of that project, please.
Through the chair, Councillor Fenny, that, as I understand it, is the last payment. That project has completed, but what I might do is get the Exec Managed Community Development to just give you an overview of how that enhanced service is running.
Through the chair, so based on the scope of works, that project has been completed. We've had the depot undertake just some minor works as well, just upgrading some hinges and locks on the fencing. As a result, we've been able to deliver double the service that we've been able to previously provide, and now we have a more than adequate addition to our emergency evacuation centre as well.
And just again, how many children is that able to facilitate now?
Licensed for 20, including before and after school care, tiny babies and general daycare.
Councillor Ridgely.
Page 33, EFT 34092, just the cloud payment. The court charges, what was that relating to, please?
Through the chair, so Councillor Ridgely, we recently made the decision as an administration to engage the services of Cloud Payment Group to more to take a lot more seriously our outstanding, some of our debt collection around outstanding rates. So more actively pursue and work through the legal process for those outstanding rates of multiple periods. So what you see here is the Shire is responsible for those court costs initially, but ultimately they are all recoverable from the ratepayer. Once we get payment, there's not, you know, it's not a big issue for us, but we needed to take some of that stuff more seriously.
Councillors, I would like to ask the CEO with regards to the hire of a mini excavator from Naturalist Plumbing of $425, and on page 38, EFT 34162, and ask, is this something that we need to consider? Is would we use something like this in the future? Should it be something like this be put into a machinery budget? And please,
Through the chair, I'll answer the first bit first. I am uncertain about what that charge is for. If I can take that on notice, I'll report back to council on what that hire was for. Unless Brian
Graveside maybe
might know something. In terms of, so I'll come back to council on that charge. I think Brian and I have previously spoken about the value of a mini excavator as part of our fleet. Brian, your thoughts on whether we have enough work for it?
Through the chair, it would be very hard to say that we'd had enough work to justify a mini digger. I mean, I'd love to have one, but could we justify having one on site? Probably not at this stage.
Thank you very much. Okay, Councillor Finney is a mover of the motion. Anything to add?
I'm happy.
Okay, I put the motion to the vote. All in favour of accepting the officer's recommendation? Carried 7-0. Okay, 11.3, financial reports for the 31st of August 2025. A mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Cow. Second to Councillor Smith. Councillor Cow. Councillor Smith.
Yes, if we could just have a rundown of the report from the CEO, would appreciate it. Thank you.
Through the chair, given that we're dealing with two sets of financials here, and both August and September are only 2 and 3 months respectively into a new financial year, that we maybe look at the most current financials, which are in the next item.
Okay, the next item. So, do you mind if we defer comment from the CEO to the next item?
No, I'd be happy to wait to the next item.
Okay. Well, in that case, all in favour, Councillor Cowley, you have a problem with that? No. All in favour of the officer's recommendation? Carried 7-0. Item 11.4, financial reports to the 30th of September 2025. Mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Ridgely. Seconder Councillor Smith. Councillor Ridgely.
If we could hear from the CEO, thank you.
Councillor Smith.
Yes, please, if we could hear from the CEO, that'd be great.
Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you. Through the chair, as I previously mentioned, where the financials to the 30th of September 2025 are still early in our new financial year. So that on that basis, there's not a lot to report. From an operating perspective, we are currently sitting 450K over our year-to-date operating income budget. That's been primarily driven by income from main roads work that we have commenced a lot earlier than we normally would. Operating expenditure, you'll see a quite a large differential there. We're underspent by $1.8 million, but in line with our budget, once our final audit has been through the audit committee and our annual report is adopted, we'll be able to apply depreciation. So the bulk of that $1.8 million in underspend, our budget year to date would ordinarily have us at about $1.4 million in depreciation. So that would still leave us around $400,000 of underspend year to date on our operating budget. Once the annual report is adopted, the depreciation will be applied. From a capital perspective, there's not much to report on that front at this point. We haven't commenced anything significant from a capital perspective this early into the year.
Councillor Smith?
Yeah, just on the Discovery Centre, looking through the information bulletin, I did look or see quite an increase in income from the Discovery Centre. Am I seeing correctly? It was about $75,000. Can I just, if that's obviously feeding into this 451, so can I just get a little bit
Councillor
of information
Smith,
on that? Thank you.
Just if I may, I think you'll find that school holidays started a different time to the previous year, so you'll probably need to look at September and October joined together to see where it falls if you add two together and compare it to the next year as a total.
Yeah, just it looked out of sorts with budget, yeah, that's all.
It did.
So through the chair, if I can refer you to page 70, which is page 6 of this particular these particular financial statements. That is the financial statement that details where the key variances yep. might sit, upwards or downwards. You are correct, Councillor Smith. There has been a noted increase in not only revenue from merchandise sales, but revenue from commission, Michelle, if I'm...
Sorry, through the chair, there's been a significant increase in the sale of merchandise. So that's as a result of actually having a good amount of stock on the floor to sell. But the quality of that stock is by far improved from the past. Now, with regard to commission, I've done some investigation on that, and where there's inconsistencies, it's a timing issue. So we've actually looked like we've remained stable with commissions over the past 4 years. So that's all due to timing of when the payments are received and how they're yep. accessible by the centre manager when she's reporting on the monthly reports.
But certainly our revenue for fees and charges, our operating revenue for fees and charges, has been boosted by higher than budget SBDC entrance and merchandise sales.
Yeah, I did notice there was a $21,000 set aside. That wasn't even in the budgetary amounts for the...
Sorry. Yeah, the consignment fees are an additional, a new charge
right.
That's been quite successful, and that's due to the exhibitions that we've been holding in the gallery.
Yep. Thank you.
That's great. It's good to see that it's yeah. on an improve.
Starting to wipe its own nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Councillor Finney?
Yeah, I just have a question relating to general rates. I know rate notices went out almost 2 months ago now. In the report, we're saying we're at, I mean, it's obviously not a progress, just page 66, so top line, our rates, our general revenue for rates is just over 2 mil. Where do we actually stand? Because obviously that we haven't received over 2 million already for rates. Just wanted to see if we have a position on our rates received up until as recently as possible.
How they're tracking? Normally there's a graph in here.
Russell, through the chair, Councillor Penny, I'll just locate that for you. We'll give us our actual...
We normally have...
Oh, OK. Going to... but it is normally...
How the collection is tracking compared to last year is what we normally...
To budget.
Yep. You would hope that there hasn't been exactly tight times in a lot of these things, so hopefully we're tracking on budget.
Um, Councillor Finney, page 79. You'll see item 7, receivables. So in that first table there, rates receivable.
That's up to 30 September?
Correct.
Perfect, thank you.
So we're ahead of last year by 33,000. No, 330,000. Yeah. 1.7 million to 2.... something million. 2.59. Okay. Are we happy with that, Councillor Finney?
Perfect, thank you.
Okay. Councillors? I'd like to ask the CEO, with regards to our uplift in main roads work, is that because we last financial year we didn't get the work that we thought we were going to have, so it was actually a carry forward of the previous year's work that didn't get allocated to us, or is it this year's?
Through the chair, Brian, did you want to talk to that?
Through the chair, last year's work was actually paid before the end of the financial year, even though we continued to physically do the work into this financial year, and because we were already working on the roads at the time, and Main Roads asked us to continue on straight, just keep going straight. Excellent. Into the works that we probably wouldn't have undertaken until around about Christmas time or just after in previous years.
Right, thank you very much. Councillor Ridgely has moved with the motion. Would you like to, anything else to add? You moved the motion. Would you like to add anything before we put it to the vote?
No. Oh, sorry. I have nothing more to add. Thank you.
Okay. In that case, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All in favour? Carried 7-0. Okay. Item 12.1, proposed creation of harbour reserve for Denham Waters. I'd ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Smith, seconded Councillor Cowell. Councillor Smith.
For Councillor Johns as well as the rest of the council, just if we could have this is the second time this has come to council, so if we could have the CEO just give us a report back on the questions that we had that were outstanding from the previous meeting. And
before the CEO addresses that, is there any particular questions, Councillor Cowell, that you'd ask? Okay. CEO, please.
Through the chair, I love it when Liz comes to town and we get to planning. So I might just get Liz to articulate that in sort of planning terms. But in a nutshell, it came up last meeting. Council were seeking some clarification. Specific, if we look at page 88, specific to those two areas either side of the area of focus, and particularly whether or not those two areas were going to be absorbed into the marine park. Liz, I might get you to give your response from
through the chair. The item has come up because the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage has referred a proposed reserve, harbour reserve, specifically for the area in Denham to the council for comment. Currently, that harbour reserve area falls under a much larger Carnarvon port area. They're looking at carving out this new Denham harbour reserve of a reduced size that can remain under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transport. The areas either side of the proposed Denham Harbour Reserve, shown on page 88 with the darker blue outline, were the two areas that Council queried back in August. Those areas will fall under the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage once that new Harbour Reserve for Denham is created. So they'll be treated as unallocated Crown land, even though they're in the water, and they'll fall under DPLH. There was some question over whether there was any plans for those areas to go to DBCA or form part of the Marine Reserve, and both Department of Transport and Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage have confirmed there are no such plans.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Councillors, is there any other questions for Liz while we have her here with regards to this item? No? Okay, in that case I'll put the item. All in favour? Carried 7-0. Okay, moving on to application for item 12.2, application for new licence within reserve 49809, lot 800 on the common, basically. I have a conflict of interest registered from Councillor Smith. Councillor Smith will now leave the room. Do you want to just close those doors down a little bit, please? I know we're not behind closed doors, but... Yeah. Okay, I'd like a mover and a seconder for item 12.2, please. Move, Councillor Fenn.
I would like to move to suspend standing orders.
I'd like a seconder for the motion to move. Okay, I have a motion to suspend standing orders from Councillor Fenny, seconded by Councillor Bellotti. All in favour of suspending Councillor standing orders, so we can discuss this. Carried, Councillor Johns? Carried 6-0. Okay, I now suspend. Okay, so having reinstated standing orders, we go back to item 12.2, application for new lease within reserve 49809. I have a mover suspended, so I'm calling for a mover and a seconder for the item, please. Move, Councillor Bellotti. Seconded. The original item 12.2, page 100. Seconded, Councillor Cow. Okay. Councillor Bellotti, as a mover, would you like to speak to the motion?
I support the motion in principle, depending on the outcome of what we come up with.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Cow, you're happy? Okay. Well, I'll put the motion to the vote. All in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Okay, I'll let Councillor Smith back in and I'll read the... And then I'll kick him out again. Councillor Smith, item 12.2, application for renewal of licence reserve 49809, as is written by the executive, has been carried. I'm not going to read the whole motion because it'll take me 3 weeks. Has been carried 6-0. So I will now move on to item 13. Okay. Motions of which previous notice has been given? There is none. Questions by members of which due notice has been given? We do not have any of those. Urgent business? No urgent businesses. We move on to item 16, matters behind closed doors. I would ask for a mover and a seconder to go behind closed doors. Move, Councillor Fenny. Seconder, Councillor Johns. All in favour? Carried 7-0. We are addressing item 16.1. Councillor Smith has registered an interest and will now leave the room, please.
couple on your way out.
Okay.